Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jim in New York City, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, man? What do you think? What do you got for Bryce Harper? Where's he going?
Well, first of all, let me say Boise scored again. They scored the last two. They're up 24-17 now in Fresno. It's a great game with about 9:20 left in the game and Boise on the blue carpet. But as far as Bryce Harper goes, you know, everyone and their brother, it seems like Carver High has said this, that it's Philly, that that's where he's going. I still have this weird sensation that the Giants are going to have something to say about it fiscally. And you wonder if, from what I've been told, Philly has more money available than anybody as well. So they probably have the inside track on it. But I don't know whether I buy all of that stuff or if it's true or not. We'll see. I think he's got, you know, one thing going for him, obviously, is Boris. Now, I won't deny that I think the guy's really good. And I won't deny that he had that incredible 2015 season. I won't, you know, argue with any of that. But actually, in my view, since then, like this year, what was he, 100 RBIs and 34 home runs? That's a huge season for guys. That's a career for some guys, right? So that was a bad season for him is what they were saying, right? That he had a bad season, and he still had 100 RBIs and 34 home runs. And that, but you're talking about 600 at-bats or something like that. This guy plays every day and gets the at-bat. So a lot of guys think you can put up 30 home runs if you get 600 at-bats. If you have his skill, it's like burping, right? So, but I don't know. I don't believe, this is me, I have a hard time absorbing that he's worth $350 million. I really do. Now, I'll never forget when they gave A-Rod $275 million. I'd be willing to if it were me, this is me, because I don't know anything, right? I'm not a baseball GM, and I'm not carting checks up to the window for players and deals and, writing long-term, contracts or anything like that. But my point is this, is that I think he's worth about $275. That, I think he's – there's no way you can tell me that dude was better than A-Rod, if you ask me. Like, you know, people say that he is. I don't think he was. I mean, to me, Carver, you explain it to me. A-Rod was huge, right? He was enormous already, and he put up gigantic numbers, better than Harper's, if you ask me. What he did in Seattle and Texas and everything, this guy was worth $275 million. This other guy, they're just making up numbers for him. So your boy, Boris, he'll come up with this 350, 400, 500 million. And then people, they lose to him at the window. Negotiating-wise, Boris always wins for all of his clients. That guy never loses. He always wins the negotiation. He's clearly, in my view, and they know it. These guys like the Wilpons and Steinmeier's are scared to death of this guy, Boris, because they know that he doesn't lose at the table. And I think he's going to convince someone to give him $350 to $400 million. And I don't think he's worth more than $275 because I look at it like the A-Rod comparison. A-Rod was way better than him. Now, I'll give you it's a lot many years later.
Right, which is what he's going to tell you.
Closing the gap.
It seems like every year that he has a big client, the number gets bigger.
Right,
that
so but that's the marketplace. So the reality of the player valuation is what I'm talking about. I don't think he's better than A-Rod was. So I think he's only worth the fact that they say he's $350 before anyone even opens their mouth and talks, to me is insanity. I don't think he's worth that. I don't think he's that good.
Who do you think is worth more, him or Machado right now? Who do you think should get more money?
I think he should get more money than
Harper
Machado.
Harper over Machado.
Yes, I think Harper plays the game a lot harder than Machado, and he's worth more. A guy that plays harder and does more and I think puts up better numbers overall. I could be wrong, but like we've already seen the guy lollygagging and not hustling and everything else.
In the World Series.
And starting fights and kicking people and the stuff that he did in the playoffs was childish. I never saw him act that way in Baltimore, to be honest with you. I don't remember him being a D in Baltimore. But that's just my guess. The initial guess, you ask me who's worth more money, I say Harper than Machado. And I think Machado now has a bad rap. But people will still push that to the side and sign him because every team in baseball is, in their history is desperate. Everyone's always desperate for the next thing. They're desperate for the next season, the next win, the next title, the next ring, the next chance, the next postseason, the next pitcher, the next reliever, the next shortstop, the next draft pick. If they could get the number one, they would, right? They're all looking for the next phenom. They're all looking for the next Caribbean player. They're all looking for the next, from wherever, all over the world, they're looking for players that are better than the players that we're breeding here, if you will. So I think he's better. Do you think he's better than Machado? You think Harper's better than Machado?
It's close.
Wow, there you go.
But I'm talking purely talent. I'm not getting involved. I'm taking out, the stuff that went on with Machado here and the not hustling him even in.
Who do you think's better between Harper and Bryant?
Harper.
I do too. And Bryant has had certainly his fair share of injuries lately. Where you start to wonder, wonder if he's like frail.
But even though I think that, I think the Cubs would be crazy to deal him.
And the Yankees have talked to the Mariners about James Paxton, allegedly. But everyone is rumored to be going to the Yankees every year, so I don't really care about any of that either. 855-212-4CBS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.